as our corn continues to move through its vegetative stages, and some of it seems to be getting a little bit closer to reproductive growth stages, we're really looking for pests in corn. Now, this includes scouting for diseases and insects. And this week, we're going to discuss western bean cutworm and it laying eggs in your corn. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm your K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, the life cycle of the western bean cutworm includes adults emerging from the soil in late June and early July. Then they mate and begin to lay eggs. Now, the western bean cutworm moths lay eggs in clusters of 5 to 200 on the top surface of the upper third of a corn plant. Now, these eggs require 5 to 7 days to develop, during which time the egg color changes to tan and then to purple immediately before they hatch. The larvae, after they hatch, feed on fresh pollen and vegetation, and then move to the ear of the corn plant. Now, scouting for western bean cutworm should begin in field corn when the first moths are caught. These moths were caught this past week in central Nebraska. Control decisions should be made shortly after the moth flight peaks, and that moth flight usually peaks in early to mid-July. With the late planting, slow emergence, and cooler summer temperatures affecting corn development, many of you are wondering if the corn will be spared from western bean cutworm damage this year. Unfortunately, the models indicate that their growth is also delayed. I have a link to a table for predicted dates for this year's western bean cutworm flights in Kansas and Nebraska posted on my website, and that address is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. So western bean cutworm moths prefer to lay eggs in corn plants that are in the late whorl stage compared to those that have completely tasseled. So as you're scouting, pay particular attention to the later planted fields or those with uneven development. When scouting for western bean cutworms in corn, check 20 plants in at least 5 areas of the field. Look for eggs on the top surface of the uppermost leaves and look for larvae in the tassel. Well, when we get the tassels to come out, look for them in the tassel. Now, what if you have BT corn? BT corn hybrids with proteins active against the western bean cutworms, for example, the Cry 1F and the VIP3A events, appear to control the larvae very well, although maybe not entirely, and should not need treating. If you are not sure what type of BT corn genes you have in your corn hybrids, I've posted the handy BT trait table on my website. It has a list of commercially available BT corn hybrids and the proteins that they express and the pests that they go after. If an insecticide treatment is warranted in corn, it should be made when 95% of the plants in a field have tasseled. This application timing increases the chance that the worms will be feeding on the new pollen and they will be exposed to the insecticide, resulting in a much better control. In addition, chemigation has provided very good control of this insect, even at the lowest labeled rates. Now, there are many treatments labeled for the control of western bean cutworm. Make sure you check the labels on these products to make sure that they're labeled for western bean cutworm. Now, there's also many generics with these active ingredients that will also give very good control. I posted an article from the University of Nebraska with the pictures of the western bean cutworm moth, the egg masses, and the larva, and all of their updated information that we're working with. It's posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. In addition, there is a scouting app for western bean cutworm from the University of Nebraska for speed scouting of this pest, and I encourage you to look that up. If you have any questions, please give me, Jeannie Falk Jones, a call at the Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, and St. Francis, or on the K-State Northwest Research Extension Center in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.